creating land-grant universities opened higher education opportunities to the masses. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In 1862, there was a civil war going on in the United States. Despite the preoccupation of war, the Union Congress and President Lincoln were able to pass the Morrill Act that established the land-grant university system. The emphasis was on teaching agriculture and the mechanical arts. Sonny Ramaswamy is the former head of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture and worked at five different land-grant universities during his career.
Ever since the founding of this republic, starting with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, there's been an effort to democratize education.
According to Ramaswamy, after 163 years, the land-grant system is still evolving.
I think that the vision that articulated way back when by Abraham Lincoln and Justice Smith Morrill, it is a vision that's yet to be fully realized. And that full realization, I think, requires us to start rethinking how we do this. We got to rethink the compact and the mandate that we have. The compact has been between these colleges and the public. And that compact has frayed quite a lot. And we need to rethink that and re-engineer it and reimagine it.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.